Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias.
Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Well, today's topic is very timely with the reset of the new year. We are talking Southern with a side of healthy.
Okay, yes.
Meaning healthy options.
Southern fare.
For Southern classics.
That's healthy.
And there are none. So this concludes the
episode.
We will be back next week. Okay, but really.
All kidding aside.
Today we're talking Southern with a side of healthy. And to kick us off, sometimes we like to have a little snack or a beverage,
right?
So I have made slightly sweet tea.
Okay.
That's what the recipe is called. So
is it made with honey?
Honey.
I've made this.
You have?
I think I've made this. Is it a Southern Living?
I think I heard about it through Southern Living and it was on myrecipes.com.
Okay.
So it's green tea.
Okay.
Which...
a little healthier.
Decaffeinated is what I used. I don't know if all green tea is decaffeinated, but mine was. So honey to sweeten it. And also, the recipe called for orange and lime, but I actually didn't have this, so I just did a bunch of lemon.
Okay. Well, cheers.
So cheers. And what do you think? I actually previewed it already, so...
I like it. It's light.
It's very light.
Yeah. It almost reminds me of, just hear me out, like a
okay,
a little bit watered down Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes, because it has so much lemon in there too,
so
which would be
similar
made...
to like a Arnold Palmer, but even a little more watered down.
Yeah, it's good. This would be a hard sell for somebody that's a big sweet tea lover to transition from sweet tea to this.
This would be good for somebody that loves lemonade though.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah. So
I'd
be
curious
to know how it tastes with the orange and lime, how the recipe calls for. But, you know, it's
at least
a nice option.
It's a nice option. You want to not drink a lot of your calories, too, if you're trying to watch calories, because that's a difficult... You don't want to use a lot of them on beverages.
Right.
So with that would be less than a typical glass of sweet tea. It might even be a good way to transition if you were so used to drinking a lot of sweet tea.
True.
And you didn't want to go 100% water.
Yeah. It's a good middle ground.
Yeah. Give yourself this.
And then maybe sometimes you can have sweet tea or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing right now. Some people aren't changing anything. Some people are doing like a dry January where they've given up alcohol for the month.
Yeah, to reset their bodies.
And, do a little detox. And some people are straight up looking for healthy options. And we heard the people because we had several listeners that were like, y'all, I cannot with all the recipes. They all sound so good and yummy, but
I can't
like my body cannot.
Yeah.
So, if you didn't take our cue on the Mississippi mud pie recipe from last week, that's okay. We have some options for you today, but this really was a hard topic.
It is, because so much of Southern fare was born out of using what you have, using what is inexpensive, and a lot of that is frying food.
Butter, creams, comforts. Yeah. So, but before we dive in, we wanted to mention today being Tuesday the 28th when this comes out.
This is a benefit for if you listen on the day we release. Tomorrow is our drawing for the Studio 10 Steel Magnolias tickets.
Yep.
For the showing of the show here in Franklin. So if you are local or can get here, make sure and follow us on Instagram and follow the directions to enter our contest, because the drawing is Wednesday the 29th,
yes,
which would be tomorrow.
Yeah. There's a purple Steel Magnolias post that you'll see on our Instagram page, and that is your way to enter. Follow the directions on that one. And, yeah, we're drawing on Wednesday. We'll give away that pair of tickets. So
hopefully you have already done that, or you can do that today so you can be a part of that
contest. That's
going to
be an amazing performance.
Show. Yeah. I have a question before we get started.
Okay.
Because I don't want to dive in too deep and forget to ask you this. Have you ever heard of pot liquor? Have you heard that term, pot liquor?
I feel like I have, but okay. I don't really know what it means.
So that was one of the things I wanted to mention as far as healthy.
Okay.
From Southern Fare.
Okay.
When pot liquor is the liquid in the pot.
Okay.
From cooking collard greens, mustard greens, something like that.
Oh, those juices.
That juice that's
yes.
in the pot. It's really high in vitamin C and iron.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't want that. Like, they discard that
right.
to get to the greens.
Right.
So
probably without even thinking about it.
Right. You just want the greens.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of the leftovers,
right.
if you will. Well, I just wanted to mention that because it is a very Southern thing to...
So would you just drink it?
So you can just drink it.
Okay.
Or there's some people that would make more of like a soup with that liquid, where they might even add... Well, let's just say it was actually born out of in slavery.
Okay.
A lot of the people that were making the food
right.
would keep that.
Oh, because it wasn't
going
to be missed. And yes.
Exactly. And it was good nutrition because sometimes they were just getting a lot of starchy food
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Wow.
So they might just have that.
You wow.
know, to get some good nutrition in their bodies. But if you were blessed enough to have some black-eyed peas to throw in.
Sure.
Or even more so some sausage or something
wow.
like that. Then you could make more of a soup. But it's, some people like to just dip or crumble cornbread
yeah. Yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
And just out of the, in just the juice.
Interesting.
But then you can also add other things.
Okay.
So,
anyway, it's a good little pro tip there.
I just wondered if you'd ever heard of pot liquor.
Have you had it?
I have not.
Yeah.
I've been the type that makes the greens and then just
tosses it. Yeah.
But I do want to keep that in mind now that I'm more familiar with it.
Sure.
And I remember Freya, who lived with me, who's from China. She and her mom were both often very, just weight conscious.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
They often would drink the soup from cooking cabbage, or the water from cooking cabbage.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that's similar because you're
yeah.
going to get that nutrition
yeah. Yeah.
without...
That does not sound good.
Does not sound good. Well, I don't think they were saying it was tasty so
I
much
know,
as it was
but I'd
just
have to like plug my nose and
nutritious
swallow.
And low-cal. But anyway, it reminded me of that and I was thinking, okay,
well,
I want to make use of that
yeah.
if it's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just to put in perspective, how difficult of a topic this was, I'm in a bunch of Facebook groups.
Okay.
Okay. Everything from podcasts to cooking to Southern culture, all the things. And Southern Living has a brand new Facebook group. It's
oh.
called What's Cooking with Southern Living.
Okay.
So if you want to request to join that, you
okay.
can do that. It's on Facebook. But among that group and then another group that I'm a part of, I just put it out there. Like, what are some healthy versions of Southern foods that you guys have recipes for? Or the only comment I got was following, because people wanted
people
to know.
People want to know, but they don't
but they
know
got
how
nothing.
To do it. Isn't that hilarious?
They got nothing. And so, anyway, clearly this is a needed topic because it's hard to do, but I'm very proud of the
proud
content
of what you came up with. Good for you.
That I've got today. So I will say, as my caveat, healthier does not mean easier.
Oh, it almost
In
never
fact,
means.
Sometimes it's the
oh,
opposite.
Absolutely.
So
it
lots
means
of
more
chopping,
ingredients.
Lots of fresh ingredient needs. Mm-hmm. So don't hear me say that any of this is easy. I'm just talking, this is healthy.
I think that's almost always the case.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to eat healthier, you're signing up for more work and more
expense too.
More expense.
Yeah. So, but I have put together a meat and three.
That, I love it.
That is healthy. So I don't know how we want to divide
and conquer.
Well, I just
came with my things that I do.
Yeah.
Like just some tips, if you will.
Yeah.
And then a few recipes. I have three total recipes.
Yeah, I've got a meat.
Two are meat and one's a veggie.
Okay. I've got the meat and three, and then I've got two other entrees that are pretty basic to talk about. So.
Well, one of the things I was going to say that I like to do is not change my favorite thing, be that the pimento cheese or the fried chicken, and load up the plate with greens, be that like just a big old salad that has a little bit of pimento cheese on it.
Okay.
Or a little, you know, big salad that has a little bit of fried chicken on it. So that I'm getting my fix, but I'm filling up on something besides just the fattening item.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's funny you mentioned pimento cheese. One of the things I didn't want to do when I presented some ideas here was just say, use low-fat mayonnaise in your pimento cheese. That makes it healthier.
Thanks like, a lot. Like thanks. That, you just dropped, what, maybe 40 calories?
Right.
Yeah.
I like your idea a lot better.
Well,
do
just
a
fill a
small portion of a good pimento cheese and then do the rest.
Yeah.
With some leafy greens.
Yeah. Fill up on the other.
Yeah.
And I do that with lots of different things that I was going to talk about. You know, items like that. Where I'm filling up on something else, but still getting my little fix.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start with a recipe that I think I'm making tonight or tomorrow night. So I haven't made it yet, but I have all of the ingredients to do such. I'm pretty excited about it. And that is shrimp and grits.
Ooh,
okay, so
I make a wonderful not healthy version.
I know there's some dangerous grits out there. Dangerous.
I mean buttercream, cheese.
Yeah,
yeah.
So this is actually shrimp grits and cooked spinach as well.
Okay,
all in
Love
one
it.
Dish.
Yep.
And of course, on today's episode, we'll put all of our links to our recipes in the show notes. But one of the key ingredients. To change in this recipe versus probably other shrimp and grits is there's no butter.
Okay.
You're using olive oil.
Okay.
And you're using a low sodium fat free chicken broth.
Okay.
In your grits. Shrimp is shrimp. I mean,
yeah,
there's not really a way to, and that is pretty healthy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to make it tonight and.
So it doesn't have any dairy. It doesn't have any dairy.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. So
for dairy-free people, this is a good recipe, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, so that's one I'm excited to try.
Let me know what time to come.
And should be fairly, you know, I'm kind of talking out both sides of my mouth now. That one should be fairly easy to make. There's not going to be a ton of chopping and fresh
vegetables. Now, anytime you're cooking grits, though, I will tell you, if you haven't done it very much, and I cook mine in that exact thing, low-sodium chicken broth. That's what I cook it in. You have to stir it constantly. Like,
yes.
A lot.
Yes.
And stay with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that you just, like, put on and walk away for 45 minutes. It's like, you know.
I know. You got your grit etiquette.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that one.
Well, I wanted to just talk a little bit about, of course, one way to eat healthier is just a lot of veggies.
Absolutely.
I think that's easier
consider
for me
it a
to
vegetable
do
plate.
Yes. In the summer, because there's so many good ones.
Yes.
But I wanted to see if you remembered the very first time that me, you, and Mom all did a Daniel fast as a family.
It's painful to remember, but yes, I do.
The first time we did it. We committed to do it for 40 days.
Mom had an easy time.
Mom thought it was so easy, and you and I were just dying.
Scratching my face off. Yes, I was.
So a Daniel fast is basically where you're eating. It comes from the book of Daniel in the Bible, but it's where you're eating basically fresh from the ground,
right,
if you will. So any vegetables, fruits, nuts. No meat, no dairy.
No sweets.
No sugar.
Yeah.
Really not supposed to do, like, preservatives.
Right. No wheat.
Mom thought it was so easy because she grew up eating like that.
I know.
So it was basically just...
Pot of beans was fine with her. She had to cut the cornbread, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would just have, like, a cut-up tomato and beans and just thought it was the greatest thing. Yeah. And I just think that's so funny.
I was like, I'm going to get some natural peanut butter that's fast-friendly and put it on an apple and think about what I'm going to eat next. Yeah.
It was just a lot harder for us.
Very hard.
We're not used to that. But anyway, I had to mention that because I thought that was so funny, thinking back to how Mom thought, well, this is great.
Yeah.
This is easy. Where should we go first?
Okay.
I guess that's not first.
Well, I did shrimp and grits, so you do one.
Well, I have a recipe that I wanted to mention because I started making it back in the 90s.
Hey.
When Oprah Winfrey was on a kick of losing some weight.
Yeah.
And she had a recipe. She had a chef that made this, they called it unfried chicken.
Oh, do you remember
this?
Well, yes, and I thought you had one, and I looked for fried chicken because I know that's a Southern classic that people are probably thinking they need an alternative to. And the best I could do is find a recipe that doesn't use a deep fryer but has you do it in the oven.
Well, that's the main, that's what this is,
and that's
the main gist.
Okay.
But, you know, a typical fried chicken, you're soaking it in buttermilk and then dipping it in flour that has, you know, herbs in it and that kind of thing. And then putting it in oil.
Yes.
So it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Well, what this chef had come up with was you have to get the chicken really cold. Like you put it in ice.
Oh, that's right.
And it gets it real cold. And then you dip it in yogurt, which is kind of going to give you that similar.
Just plain yogurt, unflavored.
That's right. Non-fat, plain yogurt.
Yeah.
You dip it in that, and then you dip it in these, you know, like panko or Italian breadcrumbs and flour mixture. So it's got a little bit of a breading, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
And then you're going to bake it. So.
And you could probably, even if you're trying to eliminate gluten, find some gluten-free crackers or something and make your own crumblings to coat it in.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't cook as well, but you could try.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that this is straight up as good as...
Right.
But it is a substitute that is similar.
That's cool.
So I do have that recipe for the unfried chicken. If
unfried chicken. That's so funny. So you cook it in the oven?
It's baked.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so great. Okay. Well, let me do my meat in three.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So your meat is a slow cooker pulled pork.
Got the same recipe. That
do you?
Well, I don't know if it's the same one. But
I got this from LexisCleanKitchen.com.
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Good. Okay. Well, I'll put it in the show notes. This recipe makes your own sauce.
Because barbecue sauce is full of sugar.
It is. So
that's one of the problems.
I wanted to make sure to mention that don't make this and then go to your fridge and
dump your
favorite sauce. So make the sauce too if you're truly trying to do this healthy. So that's your meat. And then I
thought this was brilliant, this barbecue sauce, because it has pineapple juice.
That sweetens a lot.
And that's going to make it nice and sweet.
Yes.
Like it has a lot of ingredients. But
yeah.
That's
I know.
I was thinking that's what's giving it the sweet.
I'm looking at your printout that is
a lot of ingredients,
almost
but
a full page of bullet points of ingredients. But again, if you're committed to the cause.
And if you went ahead and made the rub and made the sauce, I don't know how long it would last, but maybe you could at least do that once and make it two or three times over a period of a season, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you'd say about the pulled pork?
Well, it's slow cooker. That's always appealing
to
me.
Put it in your crock pot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say about that. But that's so fun. We found the same one.
That's so great. Okay, so that would be your meat. And then I have a choice of four sides. So I said meat and three. But really, if you don't like one of these, you can
pick a different one. And I have one unless it's one of the same.
Okay, one of these I've made before and I've mentioned on here before. But I'm mentioning it again because I've made it and it's good. Potato salad, made not with potatoes, but with cauliflower.
So it's faux-tato salad, right? It is. Like F-A-U-X?
Yeah.
Tato salad?
So this, actually, you and I learned about this from your friend Laura, because she was doing the keto diet, and she was looking for something to put.
And it's good.
On the table that resembled potato salad. And I've made this and did not say anything to the family members that I was feeding to see if they would notice. And I think they noticed something was different, but they didn't know that it wasn't potatoes. Mm-hmm. I think they just thought maybe I used like a vinegar or something, you know, like.
No, there's something different, but not so different that it was like, gross, what is this?
Right. So that is a good recipe, the cauliflower version of a potato salad. Also, a good cauliflower substitute can be done in a mac and cheese instead of your noodles.
Yes.
Okay? So, this is a stovetop cauliflower mac and cheese. It's literally ready from start to finish in about 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. This recipe that I have, it does call for fresh and not frozen cauliflower.
Yeah.
I actually made the potato salad with frozen cauliflower.
Oh, okay.
And it was fine to me.
I don't even ever think to buy frozen cauliflower.
Really? Well, I do, because I am slower.
Well, you have a kid, too.
But I just am so slow at chopping food. It's like, get it frozen. Anyway, I haven't made the mac and cheese, but it does sound really good and would be a great...
Well, I've made that. Cheesy cauliflower.
Yes.
And it's very good.
So
in
good.
Crock pot.
That's a crock pot one for you too. Yeah. Okay. And then thirdly, you could do a succotash, which is actually already healthy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Most of them are.
It's like a corn salsa. If you don't know what succotash is.
I'm snickering because I make one that has bacon in it, but keep going.
Okay. Don't
They're
make
not
it
all
with
healthy,
bacon.
But.
Succotash salad. I'll put that recipe up. And then so many people love okra.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's all over our
dad loved it. Fried okra.
Our Facebook group page, the Still Magnolias podcast group page.
But you can roast okra.
So that's what you do. You roast the okra. And so you're just going to toss the okra in a large bowl with olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe some curry powder.
Okay.
And then spread it on a rimmed baking sheet and roast it for 15 minutes. So
sounds good.
The recipe that I looked at was actually like those okra fries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that shape of a fry.
Like it's not cut up.
Which
small.
Could even be fun if you're maybe trying to get a kid to eat healthy, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I can't speak for my very picky eater right now, but so yeah, those are your choices.
Those are great choices.
That's your meat in three. A pulled pork, meat, potato salad, mac and cheese, succotash, and roasted okra.
Those are great choices.
I thought so too.
And my other recipe that I pulled, haven't made yet, but was excited to find, is gluten-free, vegan, oven-baked fried green tomatoes. And I'm doing fried in quotations.
Right, because it's not.
Because they're going to be baked.
Baked.
But...
That's cool.
And I even was thinking, weren't you looking for a gluten-free vegan situation?
I was looking for a gluten-free, dairy-free.
Oh, but you wanted a casserole.
I want to. Somebody came through.
Okay.
From Atlanta.
Okay.
Listener Jen came through with a shepherd's pie recipe.
Okay. Well, that's a great one.
I know.
To have, because that's a great thing to take.
It's very hearty. Yeah.
I would think this would be dairy free with the exception of, I think it may have had a sauce on the top.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure.
Which
this
probably
one would
could be changed out.
Yeah.
Or left off completely.
But anyway, we can add this
That's
to our
nice.
Recipes as well. If somebody wants to try to make that.
That's funny. Cause I was thinking fried green tomatoes is another thing people are probably gonna
want to
make. And the only thing I could find was, you know, just cutting out the buttermilk.
Yeah, this one uses almond milk, which, isn't it funny how different things get a bad rap? I've heard something recently about almond milk not being...
Oh, is it not good for us now? Great, I just bought a huge gallon.
It's just funny how it's like, I can't seem to keep up. But then I had a few other just substitute things I wanted to mention in general for cooking. One, anything that calls for breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You can... I have used my coffee grinder, just cleaned it up, and put oats in there.
Good idea.
And you know, ground that up, it's
that's
not
going
to be as
that's brilliant
coarse and as
I'm going to do that.
But it's
I'm gonna
a
do
little
that.
Bit healthier.
Yeah.
Anytime something calls for butter, if you can use cooking spray,
yeah, that's yeah,
just a little bit,
or
less.
An olive oil, right?
Yeah, or olive oil, or, yeah. Or some people spray olive oil. You know, you can get like
yes,
a sprayer.
Yes.
And when things call for eggs, just using the whites,
yeah,
lower cal, and
yeah, that's true. I forget that about the egg whites.
Well, I hate
because I do it so fast. It's already happened. You
well,
know?
And the other thing you could do is, because I am so, I don't know, you would think I'd live through the Depression, how I keep things. But you could cook the white, cook the yellow parts for your dog or something if
yeah.
you wanted to, you
yeah.
know, just use it.
Right.
You don't want to just throw
just
it
waste
in the trash. flour or pasta, it's always better to use the whole wheat version.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I don't think that tastes quite as good.
It doesn't.
But
it doesn't taste
there
as good.
There you go. same for brown rice. It's a little bit healthier than white rice.
I love white rice.
And then for things that call for mayonnaise or sour cream, I really do think often just a plain Greek yogurt.
Okay.
If there's other
See,
stuff
I should keep that on hand.
It's not that missed that much.
Yeah.
In most things.
In
I
most
don't know
things.
That I would do that. Like if you're
don't
having,
make your pimento cheese
no,
with
don't.
It. Gross. Just
but
don't.
But there's certain things that I think it's fine.
Yeah. Especially probably if it's going to bake.
Well, or if you're putting like other herbs in it to
yeah.
make like a, you
That's
know.
Good.
There's other
yeah.
things that you
yeah.
can do. But
yeah.
those were just a few
That's
swaps
good.
That I thought I would mention.
I like that.
And another thing, when you were talking about cauliflower, I just love the things you can do with cauliflower.
Well, I'm coming around because I don't like cauliflower.
Okay.
So it's got to be coated and covered in all the things that we're talking about here today.
Well, there is a really good taco place here in Franklin that makes this Korean cauliflower taco.
Oh.
And it got me thinking, I can do this. So I have put, like, made a little sauce that just, I just did, like, a little bit of sriracha and, like, honey
yes.
and put it on cauliflower. And I did almost like a lettuce wrap
okay.
from P.F. Chang's, where I just
okay.
used the lettuce and put that in there.
Yeah.
And I've done that with many things, like where I've made like a lettuce wrap instead of a
That's
normal
smart.
Taco.
That's so,
you so
don't smart.
Have the flour.
That is
and
so
it's
smart.
Filling. I even do that with like.
I forget about that. About a using lettuce is your. Because my thinking is if I'm not doing a flour tortilla, to go to a corn tortilla.
Because that's a little better, but.
Which I don't
lettuce
like.
Would be
I good. Actually like lettuce better than a corn tortilla.
I do, Laura Beth. I really do.
Because I like the crunch.
Yeah.
And
so
it doesn't
I made
fall apart
the,
as bad.
For yeah. mom and I this weekend, I made the P.F. Chang's.
Nice.
Lettuce wraps.
Yeah.
You know, and with the water chestnuts and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was very tasty.
That's awesome.
Anyway, you can do that with a lot of things. I think that's all I had. Oh, and I was just going to say condiments. I think if you can make a condiment that's not super high in calorie, can add a lot of, I wrote down flavor and excitement. And that sounds funny. But like if something's got a nice condiment kick
sure.
to it, it
yeah.
helps me
it does.
Eat the greens more.
It does.
Be
yeah.
that it has a lot of ginger in it or... peanut,
mm-hmm.
you know, a peanut dressing or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's helps me
yeah.
want to eat more of the greens if it has something
yeah.
nice and
the key
flavorful.
With those is finding one you like because and sticking with it. Cause a lot of those have an ingredient or two that is very much not in your pantry.
Oh yeah.
You know,
be that red curry or.
Yeah.
that's,
but
yeah.
if you find it and then you're always buying
that
or you're keeping that on hand, then that condiment's a go-to.
Mom thinks it's so funny how much, I mean, I have Asian ingredients.
I know.
All the time. Like, I use fish sauce in a lot of things. I use toasted sesame oil in a lot of things. And it's like, oh, I've got that. I've got that. Whereas
That's
most
impressive.
People would
You're
not.
Like your own international market here. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed I have rice vinegar on hand. But I have a salad dressing.
And it's good.
That I like yeah. using it in. And so I keep it on hand. But otherwise, I would not.
Well.
I will mention one other main dish, crock pot red beans and rice.
Okay.
Definitely healthy. You could add sausage in it or not. Sausage would kick up a bunch of salt and sodium in it, but
yeah. Might make it stick with you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But beans and rice is very healthy.
It is very healthy and it's very Southern. Yeah. And so, especially if you're going to make it in a crock pot, that makes it kind of easy. So I'll put a link up to a red beans and rice you can make in a slow cooker as well. So,
well, I think those were some great ideas.
Yeah.
Lots of things you can do.
At least stuff you could put in your rotation.
Yeah.
It is hard to have 7 days a week of meal planning that's, you know, a well-rounded meal that's super healthy. But maybe if you're trying to kickstart, this helps.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
These tips.
And
again, let me know when we're having the shrimp and
grits. All right, I will. I will do that. Well, we're going to finish off our slightly sweet tea and hope that you guys have a great rest of your week. We will see you here next time.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.